好，早安，各位菩萨，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everybody.
好，那我们就开始今天的讲经哈。好
，Start our lecture today.
好，我们先合掌。
Join your palm, please.
我们先念中文哈。好，无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持。愿解如来真实义
The suppressed,
profound, and the subtle Dhamma
is difficult to encounter even in a million of years.
Today,
we see, hear, receive, and uphold it. Allowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
阿弥陀佛，请放掌。
阿弥陀佛。
我离开了纽约一个半月。去了西岸上课，然后又到台湾，然后去了大陆，又回到台湾，然后又回到美国。
I left New York for about a month and a half, and I went to the West Coast to do some Dharma teaching, and went to Taiwan and China, and back to Taiwan. Now I'm back to New York.
这一路上其实行程非常的紧哦，所以后来到后来回来的时候，真的就生病了。
And in this month and a half, and my schedule is very tight and very busy. So as soon as I came back, and I got catch cold.
Okay, 好，我要先跟大家分享哈，就是这一趟主要是去了禅宗道场的大陆禅宗道场的巡礼。
I want to share with everybody when I was in China, and that was a pilgrimage trip to the old monastery of the Chan Patriarch.
我们从达摩祖师的金山寺哈，然后到二祖、三祖师、四祖师、五祖师、六祖师，到清源禅师的七祖，还有怀让哈，蓝月怀让七祖师，然后到最后又回到台湾的法鼓山，其实真的走了一趟祖师的心路的历程。
This trip in starting
Okay.
So we started from the Jinshan Monastery, which is where Bodhidharma and started, and also we went to the second patriarch, the monastery of a second patriarch, third patriarch, fourth patriarch, and fifth patriarch, and sixth patriarch Hui Nan, and then seventh patriarch Qingyuan Xingshi.And then, 南岳怀让 and then on the end, I'm back to Dharmajong Mountain. So, and all these monastery I visit, it's just like a pilgrimage trip and for the old Chan Patriarch.
我有一个深深的感受哈，其实所有的祖师跟所有的，应该说所有现在的所有僧众在做一个事，披荆斩棘，只为传播佛法。
And after I visit all these monasteries, I have a very deep impression. And all these patriarchs, and they hack away through bramble and thorns and in very tough condition, encounter all the difficulties. And all day, the main purpose, the sole purpose, is only to spread Buddha Dharma.
像尤其是那些禅宗祖师们的道场都在非常非常远的地方哈、哦，那当然最近交通便利了，我想每一年的那个状况都越来越好哈、哦。其实刚开始的时候，其实他们在非常深山里头，连基本上是连人都不到的地方，可是他在那边开辟了一个道场之后，让这么多人他们知道有佛法可以修行。看到回来看法鼓山也是这个样子的。
On this trip, and we went to a lot of monastery. They located in very remote area, and because throughout the years and the condition and the living environment has been changed, and so the traffic and condition and all the environment actually improved. So, but this is now these days. Can you imagine back then? And they were in the deep inside the mountain.And they use their bare hand, bare foot, and try to cut through all the brambles and thorns and build the monastery. Can you imagine how difficult that condition was?
好，另外呢，我回到台湾的时候，因为其实上我来美国已经第五年了，其实很长时间。回到台湾之后， 我发现我那个 homesick 那个整个都冒出来了。就这我就在台湾的那种整个感觉哈，正好看到一段李安，我想大家都知道李安嘛哈，导演李安，李安是从台湾出来的，然后他到国际上就很有名的。李安写了一段他对台湾的那种感觉哈，他台湾呢什么都有，但是什么都不抢眼，他就让你觉得很亲切很自然。所以那段话呢让我突然想起我在台湾那十天哈，十一天我住在生团里面那个感觉，我觉得让我自己在那边在台湾的生活觉得很自在，连呼吸都很自在，哎，那是一种很深的感受。
When I got back to Taiwan, and I haven't been back in Taiwan for a while, and so I didn't realize how much and I felt homesick, and I happened to see Li An, which is a very famous film director, and he quoted about Taiwan. He grew up in Taiwan and raised in Taiwan, and so Taiwan is his home also. So this is his feeling. He said Taiwan, nothing is eye-catching, but everything is just good, simple and pure, and just like a home. And this is deeply moved me. And when I was in Taiwan, and I feel the same way, and then I feel everything is just very natural and very at ease. And so even I breathe the air over there, I feel very good.
So 我有一个很深的感受，我真高兴我自己来自台湾。
And I have the feeling I'm so glad I came from Taiwan.
Okay, 好，这是我的感受。Okay, 所以我回来之后就要让自己安住在纽约。
So that's my personal feeling, and since I'm back here, and I'm happily to be back, and then happily to stay here.
OK, 好，那我们回来我们今天的讲经哈。好，我们讲到做主事道场，那我给大家看一两章，对这里面我觉得有几个东西非常特殊的哈。我们先来看看这一章，你看这几个字叫云门主庭，看到吗？
So this is the one of the photo, and we visit a monastery. So and look at this structure, and in the few words, it's called Yunmen, and this is a patriarch's monastery.
禅宗有那个五宗嘛，哈，前面有一个叫云门宗，嘿，那这个呢就讲那个云门，哈，我们看一下，这是外面，这是新的，它的新建筑物，外观新建筑物。
In Chen sect, and there's a five sect. So Yunmen is one of it.
好，那里头呢，它有一个这个牌楼也是新的哈、哦。它现在它是在那个广东韶关的汝源云门大觉禅寺，这边大觉禅寺嘛哈、哦。好。
So you see this gate, the building and the previous on the previous picture, and then this they both are new structure, and then so you can see in the center it this says 大觉 Great Enlightened Monastery. This is in Guangdong Province in this 韶关汝源。
OK, 好，那我要看的是，你看常常在这个牌楼上面，他们都有对联嘛，哈，这些对联其实都没有什么三门器都没有。最让我引起我注意的是旁边这两对，它是这边很小，然后写出来就大觉中峰直指西来意，然后呢云门湖柄透出主事禅，这一对的对联让我觉得非常的特殊。
See, in Chinese, and a lot of time you see on the door, we have this, a phrase word, and, it means a lot. And, other things it doesn't catch my eyes, but these two phrases and really, call my attention. And, the one on the right, it says, the Chen style in the Great Enlightenment sect directly point out the original meaning of the master came from the West.And the next phrase is 云门湖柄 and reveals the chain of a patriarch.
好，当然这个大觉就讲那个大觉禅师嘛，哈，大觉禅师他那个禅风就是直接回到那个当初那个达摩祖师从天竺来到东传开始传法的那个意思。再来就是云门湖柄，这个就很特殊，从来没看到写这种东西。云门湖柄，从湖柄这个案子呢，直接。看到那个主事禅，这个对点让我觉得很非常的有趣。
The first phrase, 大觉，大觉 is that great enlightenment sect. The monastery has that sect, holds that sect. And the Chan style, which is the style in that great enlightenment monastery, what they taught, and directly point out the original meaning of the master came from west, which is Bodhidharma came from the west and spreading the Dharma. And the second is Yumen Hubing. Yumen Hubing actually is a very special thing, and we're going to explain later. And this particular Yumen Hubing actually involves a koan. And this particular Hubing revealed the chant of the patriarch.
好，我这边有一块。
So this is a this is a 云门胡饼。
OK， 我要讲的是说，它一盒是三块哈。那当初呢，我们有刚好去了有六位法师，特别去跟方丈和尚见面，然后方丈和尚就看到法师就说很高兴说 OK， 每个法师给他四条这样子。结果呢，就每一个法师就一袋有四条，然后就问我们说还有七十几位菩萨。就每一位菩萨就一个人一条，然后那个住持郭兴法师就说，法师比较不聪明，法师要吃了四条才能够开悟，菩萨们只要吃一条就能够开悟。
When we visit that Yunmen Monastery, all the monastic and
我每次还要再来。
And then we went to visit the abbot.
Okay, 对不起。
And this is the box of a hubing, and the abbot and actually gave four boxes to all the monastic and Guo Xing Fa Shi, all the Fa Shis. And and then Fa Shi say, we still have about 76 people travel with us. So everybody got a box. And Fa Shi alone got four boxes. So Guo Xing Fa Shi called it, Fa Shi need a four box to get enlightenment, and everybody only need one box and to get enlightenment.
OK， 好，那我们要讲这个为什么？你看到这两个字已经开始不一样了。你看这个壶，你看这个壶，这个壶是这样写的，这个壶是这样写，你看到吗？也不一样了吧？好 ，OK， 好，这个壶呢是指那种塞外民主胡人的壶，其实就是讲天主的壶。这个壶是现在用食物做出来的饼，叫壶饼。它两个已经不一样了，但是它中间有一个相关的公案。
And actually, in Chinese character, and the first character is simpler, and that means foreign. And then back then in China, and whoever outside China's boundary, and is called foreigner. So this who means really foreigner, is not other than Chinese. So and you see the word on the bottom, and it's more complicated. And they actually has a fu on the side, and that means this cake actually is made out of a flour as a fu.
好，我们回来说这个公案。在六祖下面，哈，六祖下面其实有两个脉，一个脉就传到最后传到临济跟维养中的，这不就是那个
南院怀让，
它下面就是马祖道一，然后百丈禅师。我想这个大家都知道，百丈怀海禅师。
So under six patriarch and there's two lineage.And one is Cao Dong, one is Ling Ji. And under Ling Ji, and there's Nan Yue Huai Rang, and then Bai Zhang Huai Hai, and Ma Zu Dao Yi, and then Bai Zhang Huai Hai. So under that, there's Ling Ji and Wei Yang, there's two sect.
然后另外一宗是清源行师这宗，就是曹洞宗啊、云门宗，然后另外一个是法眼宗。
So, and the other sect under Six Patriarch is Qing Yuan Xing Shi, Master Qing Yuan Xing Shi. And after him, and they actually derive Cao Dong sect, Yun Men sect, and Fa Yan sect.
Okay, 好，那这边谈到的是谁？马祖道一跟百丈怀海的这之内的故事。马祖道一呢，他是方丈和尚，那百丈怀海是他的侍者。然后百丈怀海呢，每天就是拿那个端着他的食物去给马祖道一。那马祖禅师每次看到百丈怀海送来的时候，就把那个打开，就说拿出来这个，这是壶饼。每天他送来的时候，就已经把这个拿出来说这是壶饼。他讲了三年。
And here's the koan. So at that time, Master 百丈 and it was 马祖道一 's attendant. So every day, and he bring food into Mazu, and Mazu and open and always Mazu when he eat, he always bring out the hubing and show everybody. Oh, this is a hubing, and so every day do the same thing for repetitively 3 years.
好，这个公案就这样子喽。请问你们有没有开悟啊？
This is the Gong-wan. Did you get it? Did you enlighten from the story?
禅师就是这样子挑拨他的弟子的哦，他就告诉你，这个就是胡饼。他讲了三年，同一个东西，这是胡饼，讲了三年。
Chan Master usually and use the all different means, expedient means to tease the disciple and try to get enlightenment, get them enlightened. So, did you get it from this 胡饼？
所以这样的一个公案就从这边看出来。云门湖顶透出祖师禅，从这边让你看到祖师禅就想要讲什么东西。
So the phrase is says from this 云门湖顶 this reveals the chant of a patriarch. So what is this chant of a patriarch?
你们可不可以想想啊？就是要是你的师父告诉，明天告诉你这是湖顶，不要说好了，这是杯子，这是杯子，讲三年，这是杯子，你会不会开悟啊
？So Did you get it? Oh, regardless, Hubing, if every day your master and holding the cup, say, this is cup, this is a cup, for 3 years, are you going to get enlightened? Is that 话头? Mm-hmm. No.
不知道，我不知道。
Sure.
你们有没有一点点被，有那个火苗被挑起来，有没有？
Did I tease up your anxiety and you kind of want to know what it is? You have this questioning mind and start functioning?
Okay, 后来当然我们稍微读了一下下，知道他的意思其实是什么。其实意思是说啊，我们能够看到的，能够看到杯子，看到壶柄的就是他，能够见到一切相的也是他。所有的东西你看到的，其实包括能够起作用，比如说我可以拿一个帽子。我可以拿一个笔，我可以读，可以写，可以说的，都是他。那你知道是什么东西了吗？
So, regardless of 壶柄, that's it. And the cup, that's it. And the pen is it. And the mouse is it. What is this it?
包括当初释迦牟尼佛拈花微笑的时候，大家是。拈花，大家是微笑。你不要说啊，他拿那个花真漂亮，不是这样子的。佛拿了拈花，大家是微笑。同样的东西，就是这个东西。
Even when during the Buddha time, and Buddha picked up flower and Mahakashapa and smile, it's the same meaning. It's not the flower; it's so pretty, and Mahakashapa smile. So, what is this it?
其实他就谈到就是佛性，单向你的佛性作用的，你的佛性看到这个就是饼嘛，你不要想太多，这个、就是饼，就这样这么简单，就是回到你的本来面目、啊。
This is the it is the Buddha nature is your original face. So whatever you see the thing, that's just the way it is. Nothing more. That's it. Just your original face, your Buddha nature.
所以你就可以知道说，原来当初在很久很久很久以前，那个祖师在教弟子就是这样教法的。哎，他就告诉你这个东西叫胡饼，讲了三年，同一个东西。可是因为我们太作意了，我们照做说哈是吗？啊，这个叫胡饼吗？啊，这是什么东西做的？面包做的？怎么样怎么样？我们就很多很多念头，就回到当下那个本来面目，就是那个东西。我们能够吃看到说就是它。
So, in fact, then, patriarch teach a disciple, it's very simple. That's why he holding up this hubing and mentioned that this is hubing for 3 years. And normally our mind is so complicated. We think, oh, what is this? And what is this made of? And where does this come from? How does this taste like? We're thinking too much. And we forgot to go back to the present time and our original face. This is just what it is.
好，我们就讲到这个地方，就是说可以看到说当初祖师们在带弟子的那个用心，我就说可以看到，所以也这样子禅宗就一代一代一代一直传到现在了。 那当然我们也知道说师父有两个法脉嘛，哈，曹洞跟灵济，传传传，从台湾传到美国，传到这个地方，在我们东珠禅寺，其实应该传下来了。
So what you can see, the back then the patriarchs is how they are teaching the disciples, and then and also and Shifu himself and he has two lineage, Cao Dong and then Lin Ji. So he has that in Taiwan. He brought it from Taiwan to here, and to establish here, and so and pass it down here.
好，那么我们回来讲今天的东西哈。好。我们回来善财童子的五十三参这张图表，我们上次看过了。我们讲说这个五十三参呢，这边看到淡的颜色是我们讲过的祖师的，讲过的五十三参的善知识。今天我们要讲的是，本来我们想要只要讲四十四个善知识众义童子，可是我们今天为什么讲了四十三呢？等一下我们来解释。
So using this chart many times, on the left few columns and the color in the lighter green, and we already talk about it.And today, and we are going to talk about teacher number 44. And, but before number 44, we will mention number 43.
好，那我们再回来讲说这五十三参哈，在华严中有些学者把它认为说一到十参呢，十住、十行、十会向、十地，然后呢四十一到五十叫十一地，也称为等觉。然后五十一到五十三叫妙觉地。
And for this is a six column, okay, in this chart. And then on the very first column, from 1 to 10, teacher 1 to 10, actually, and they are in the 10 dwelling stages. And from the teacher 11 to 20s, and they are in the 10 conduct stage.From the 21, the third column, 21 to 30, they in the 10 transference stage. And the fourth column, from teacher 31 to 40, they are in the 10 ground stage. And teacher 41 to 50, which is the fifth column, and they are already in the stage of Bodhisattva. The last column only have three teachers. They are in the Buddha's.Stage.
好，这边我请大家先看一下。我想这个瞿波侍女，瞿波上次我们讲过，他就是释迦牟尼佛一个妃子嘛，哈。我们讲过，他是第四十位，四十一是摩耶夫人，然后呢，今天要讲的这边都在四三四四，这三个全部都在等觉地，然后这个瞿波是在十地位。
So I just point out, Lady Gopa, and, which is a teacher number 40, and, she's in the 10 ground stage. And, teacher number 41, that's, Lady Maya, that's a Buddha's mother. And then, now, we're gonna talk about teacher 43 and 44. And these three, they are in the stage of a Bodhisattva.
好。然后我们要看的是，这边呢，从当初文殊师利菩萨带着那个善财童子去参访的时候，他就到很远很远的地方这样参访。最后呢，这边回到从这个侍女瞿波呢，其实已经回到那个迦毗罗卫城了。然后呢，摩耶夫人也在迦毗罗卫城。那摩耶夫人让善财童子去参访这个天主光女，其实在33天。从33天呢，再回到这个叫童子侍片友，其实又回到迦毗罗卫城。然后呢，迦毗罗卫城这个再来，善意同志这边也是迦毗罗卫城，又回到迦毗罗卫城来了。
So in the beginning, and when Bodhisattva Manjusri and Lee Sudana to visit all the teacher, in the beginning, and they went to very far away, and then now and they are coming back into the Kapilavastu that city, and that was the birthplace of Buddha, and. Lady Gopal is there, and then Lady Maya, and the teacher number 43 and number 44, they all reside in that city, Kapilavastu.
好，然后我们在想说，回来可能说，当初那个这个天女哈，她就推荐是那个善财童子去参访，叫童子师片友，是四十三参。
And at that time, and the previous teacher, number 42, which is the goddess light of a celestial ruler. And she recommends Sudana to visit the next teacher, which is a universal friend.
当然这个善财童子到了那个童子是片友那边，当然同样问他同一个问题，我怎么样修菩萨道行菩萨行。
So of course, and Sudana and went to universal friend, and he always asked the standard question, and how a bodhisattva study the bodhisattva conduct, cultivate the bodhisattva way.
但是这个童子是片友呢，他什么都没有回答他，他就推荐他就讲说，他说这个地方呢有一个童子名叫善知众议，他说这个菩萨呢他学的是自治的菩萨行的法门，他说你去问他，你可以问他怎么样修菩萨行行菩萨道。
And this teacher youth of universal friend, and he did not give him any instruction. He only told him, say, you know, there's a youth here, and known as the youth who well knows the multitude of skills. You go to where he is and ask him the question you just asked me.
这个在五十三参里面是非常特殊的。五十三参每次善财童子去参访的时候，那个善知识已经跟他讲了非常多的东西，包括我的法门是什么呀，怎么样修行啊，从过去怎么样到现在怎么样啊，这样。可是他童子是片友，什么话都没有说，就跟他讲说，我推荐你去参访那个善知众议童子，就让他走了。
This is actually a very special among all the teachers Sudana visit. And normally they will teach him, oh, this is my Dhamma door, this is my liberation, and what kind of method you should do, and you should practice. And he didn't tell him anything. He just say, oh, you go to the next teacher, and his name is so-and-so, you go ask him the question.
好，所以这个人就是很特殊，我们从这边往下讲哦。所以呢，我们就问说，这个童子是片友，为什么当初都不说法？他不说法的意义到底是什么？
Now we explain why there's no verbal instruction given from the use of a universal friend.
好，那根据这个华严经的书卷59这边有讲到说，这个童子是片友不说法有几个原因。第一个原因是因为他跟众议童子他的法门是相同的。
From the Master Chen Guan's commentary and sub-commentary to the Avatamsaka Sutra, chapter 59, he mentioned it. Why is there no verbal instruction in giving? Does it have a full meaning? Because the universal friend, youth of a universal friend, his Dhamma door is similar to the next teacher, which is the youth who well knows the multitude of the skills.
他们法门相同。第二个原因是因为这个法已经传给他了，所以就当他去流通就好，我不必再说了。
The second reason is, since this Dhamma method is already passed down, and all the disciples already practice and learn and spreading the Dhamma, so you can just go to the next teacher. I don't need to repeat myself.
第三个是一切法的体跟性是没有差别的。
The third is all Dhamma door are non-dual, and the embodied functional nature is the same.
好，第四个原因是无所得，意思就是说真正的自然体性是没有差别的话，所以你不必执着谁讲，他讲跟我讲完全是一样，所以我就让那个善意童子去讲就可以了。
So, and the fourth one is no attachment is the real attainment. Since our method is the same, and I don't need to repeat myself, and since the embodied functional nature is the same, and no attached to any Dhamma, use the non-attached mind or attitude to learn Dhamma, not attaching to anything is the true attainment.
好，这是非常特殊的一个善知识的方法。好。
This is a very, very special method of teaching of this teacher.
好，然后我们再回来讲说，我刚刚谈到说有四位的善知识，他住在迦毗罗卫城，对吗？我们刚刚谈到的，第一个是这个 Lady Gopa， 就是佛威曲波；第二个就是摩耶夫人；第三个是童子是片友；好，第四个就是善知众议童子。他说，就在这个地方就有一个童子的名字，就是这四个人，这四个善知识，他们全部住在迦毗罗卫城。
Before I talk about it, these four teachers, they all live in the city of Kapilavastu, and which is Lady Goba and Lady Maya, and the universal friend, and the youth knows multitude of skill. They all live in the same city.
这个让我讲起来，就是说整个圣贤童子五十三参里面，刚开始他参访很远的时候，法云比丘开始一直参访，到深山里面去啊，走下来啊，跳火啊，各式各样的东西。我觉得那感觉像刚开始的时候见山是山的参访。第二个部分是见山不是山，开始不一样的。最后回来见山是山，因为他参访到从十地位回到等觉位的菩萨的，所以他就是回到见山是山的参访。
So in the beginning, and when Sudana visited all the teacher, he went to really far remote places and climbing on the mountain, even sometimes jumping into the fire, all different special skill of a teacher. He went to visit all this teacher. At that time, when he seen the mountain, it's a mountain. And then later on, and while he progressing to visit all the teacher, and then he up to the stage of when he seeing the mountain, that is not the mountain. And then now, and then when he come back and to Lady Gopa, which is on the 10 ground stage, and then also Lady Maya and the universal friend, and then the current teacher we're going to visit, the youth who well know the multitude of skill, and is already in the bodhisattva stage. Now it coming back to seeing the mountain is the mountain.
所以我稍微看了一下，你看上山下海的观世音菩萨就在海边呢，上下海是到最后又回到迦毗罗卫城了，所以又回到见山是山。
So he going up to the deep in the mountain, he even go into the water and Guanyin Bodhisattva, and which is is nearby the seaside, and all these places he go, and then and finally he come back and to the city of Kapilavastu.
我在分析这个的表格的时候，正好有就是我回台湾的时候，有一个菩萨来见我。这菩萨呢，他是拍照的菩萨，就是摄影的菩萨。然后呢，他就跟我讲说，法师，我最近要有一个摄影展的，然后他把最近的东西让我看了一下，就他都是拍水，拍水，拍水，拍水。然后这次呢，他拍了一次，那当然他最近生活上有一点点波折，他拍了一张一些水的照片之后，就跟我讲，他说，法师，你看到这个水里面，看到那种各式各样的众生相这样子，他就跟我这样讲这样。那我心里突然想说，哦，是，你看到各式各样的众生相的时候，那他就说。拍过之后呢，我希望我要准备我下一波的摄影展。那我就问他说，那你下一波的摄影展的题，他这一次的题目叫做出离，出离哈，出离。我说，那你下一波的摄影展，你会用什么题目当你的主题呢？我就突然想到说，哎呀，其实也是，我们刚开始修行的时候，刚开始的时候看到看山，看山是山嘛哈，慢慢看山不是山了，就是慢慢走，最后要回到什么？回到我们的 origin face 啊，看山就是山呐、啊，其实没有其他很多东西。
Actually, I will mention this, seeing the mountain is the mountain. This whole thing is because when I was in Taiwan and this volunteer come to visit me, he's a photographer. And he took a lot of photographs, and recently he's going to have a show exhibit show and to show his work. And most of the time his photo is about water, all kind of a body of water. And he's encountered some calamity, and so when he asked me to see his photo, he said, you know, 法师, when you see this photo in the water, don't you see all different faces of sentient beings? So, and after this, this show, he's gonna have a more photo show. So, and that gave me some idea. And when we start practice, and we see everything, see mountain is a mountain. And then after a little while, we start seeing the mountain is not the mountain. Excuse me. And then later on, when we practice and more, and then we seeing the mountain is the mountain again, and then that is when we came back to our original phase.
好，那我们就回来。OK， 好，好，我们接着开始参访善知众议童子。
Okay, now we'll come back and to visit our next teacher, the youth who well knows the multitude of skills.
好，那当然他看到这个三只通灵童子，同样为了同一个问题嘛，哈，他说我已经发了阿耨多罗三藐三菩提心了，我怎么样学菩萨行，怎么样修菩萨道？
Of course, and he asked the standard question. I have already brought forth the result for Anuttara Sangyaksambodhi, but I still don't know how a bodhisattva study the bodhisattva conduct and cultivate the bodhisattva way.
好，那这个童子就跟他讲说，我的法门呢，叫做善知众议法门。
So this youth and told him, good man, I have attained a bodhisattva liberation called well knowing a multitude of skills.
好，那我们来介绍这个善知众议童子。这童子呢，他非常的聪明，有智慧，然后呢，对一切世间的东西，什么工巧啊、宿命、音乐啊、记忆等等等等，不学而知，无师自通，所以他每一样都很精，所以叫做善知众议童子。
Now we're going to introduce this youth, this teacher. This youth actually is an extremely intelligent person. He is very skilled in discipline of mathematics, grammar, arts and crafts, medicine, divination, and many other fields. He has mastered them all without having had to exert much effort. Without having been trained, he has grasped their secret on his own.All his skill reached the state of a perfection, therefore called the youth who well knows a multitude of skills.
好，那这个三智通灵童子跟他讲说，我的法门是怎么修持的方法呢？第一个是我恒常唱华严四十二字母。你们有听过这个华严四十二字母吗？有听过的菩萨请举手，我看看。好，请放下。
So this youth and told him, how do I practice? What's my practicing method? I constantly uphold and chant the 42 Avatamsaka syllables. With these 42 Prajnaparamita doors as a leader, I enter measureless and countless Prajnaparamita doors. And Avatamsaka syllables, how many of you have heard about this Avatamsaka syllables?
举手好 ，OK。他说我唱这个四十二字法门的时候呢，以这个般若波罗蜜的，这实际上是一个般若波罗蜜的法门，让我能够证入无量无数的般若波罗蜜门。你看到吗？他透过这个唱词华严四十二字母，最后能够进入无量无数的般若波罗蜜门。你看这非常不可思议。
So this Avatamsaka syllables.And actually it's a Prajnaparamita method. So he say, I constantly uphold and chant these 42 Avatamsaka syllables. With these 42 Prajnaparamita door as leader, I enter measureless and countless Prajnaparamita doors.
好，第二个方法是什么呢？第二个方法，他说般若就是智慧的意思，波罗蜜当时到彼岸的意思。我从智进到无相的门。就是以智意为门。
So the second is prajna means wisdom, paramita means reach to the other shore. Through the words, one enter the wisdom door of formless. Therefore, the meaning of the words is the door.
好，智意为门。第三个是因为这个智能够显它的意思的样子，所以不可得智，说是无所得就是般若。这是我的方法第三个。
The third method is using the language can reveal the meaning of words. From the words and language cannot attain wisdom. No non-attainment, that is prajnaparamita, that is the wisdom.
这个是平常我们很少接触到的。我应该这样讲，我自己在我这样大概二十年前有了，十几年二十年前我开始在有因缘在读华严经的时候读到这个地方。对我来说非常的困难，字看不懂，读不通。华严经的字可以，可是在这个地方四十二字母这段我完全读不通，看不懂那个字是什么。那时候我非常心里有好大的一个疑问，说为什么这样子？我们读了这么多书，可是连字都看不懂哦，应该说连那个字都看不懂，更不要说怎么去修这个方法了。
Actually, today we talk about this Avatamsaka syllables is a very special occasion or course and condition come together. Because about 20 years ago, when I started to read Avatamsaka Sutra, when I read to this part about the syllables, and I could not comprehend at all. And rest of the part of the sutra I could understand, but I cannot understand this at all. So if we don't even understand the syllables, and how can we to practice this method?
原来这个法门是这么殊胜，我想那个时候我一定也没办法修它的，现在大概也还没办法可以修它。可是因为它每一个字本身都能够进到般若波罗蜜门。
And then actually, and this is really a wonderful method. It's a surpass method. And every single word is the door to lead Prajnaparamita, the wisdom. So maybe we're not able to practice this method yet, but we start to gain understand, it will, understanding will help.
好，我再回来就是这个名，这个善知识名字叫什么什么童子嘛，哈，我们一起来看看。什么意思叫童子？
And this teacher, and his name is the youth, and so why what's the meaning of the of youth?
好，它有几个意思。第一个意思就是说，他刚开始是希望出家能够修道，所以堂堂的时候就跟僧团的比丘住在一起，那相对起来，他就叫童子。
So and the first is and somebody wish to leave home to practice and Buddha Dharma and stay where bhikkhus live, and therefore it is called youth.
好，第二个是菩萨呢是如来的法王子，他能够随众生需要这样现身，所以没有一个固定的像，所以称为童子。
And the second, bodhisattvas are the thus come ones the Dharma prince.Their body is transformed according to the sentient being's need. And there is no particular shape and form. Therefore, it's called youth.
我们常常听到什么文殊师利童子，对，好，文殊菩萨称为什么童子嘛，对不对？ Okay.
A lot of time we call Bodhisattva Manjusri as the youth of a Bodhisattva Manjusri.
好，那我们来讲一个公案，就是杭州是叫无着文喜禅师。
Now we're going to talk about Koan. And this is from this Wu Zuo Wenxi Master.
好，这个禅师呢非常非常的仰慕文殊师利菩萨。然后呢他从好远的地方希望能够去参见文殊师利菩萨。结果呢走遍了全山都找不到他。就看到正好看到有个小孩子一个童子呢就牵了一只牛啊放牛牵一只牛。然后他就问他说我想去见文殊师利菩萨。然后他就带着他去看到一个见到一个老人老者这样子，结果呢看到走一看突然发现哎，他都找不到文殊，他其实当然心里很懊恼，可是当他在跟那个老人讲话的时候，他发现那个小孩子突然变了一样，然后骑了一只青狮子，现在那个菩萨身出来，原来那个童子本身就是文殊师利菩萨，所以就意思是说这个就是文殊师利菩萨可以化现各种身出现，童子就是这个样子的，他可以众生需要什么样，他就现什么身。
Now we're going to talk about this koan. And back then, and there's a Chan master called Wu Zuo Wenxi, because he admired Bodhisattva Manjusri. So he came from very far south and to the north and to visit Bodhisattva Manjusri. So he walked all around the mountain, all over the place, and he could not meet Bodhisattva Manjusri. So he was very disappointed. And then so later on, he saw the kid herding the ox. And in his hand, he has a rope and holding the ox. So he's guiding him to see an elder. And this Chan master walking along with this youth, but he still feel very unhappy because he's still looking all over the place for Bodhisattva Manjusri and still cannot meet him. So while they were walking along, all of a sudden this kid, this youth, and then change his appearance, and all of a sudden he's riding on a green lion, and that was Bodhisattva Manjusri. And Bodhisattva Manjusri usually shows an appearance of a youth. And all these great Bodhisattva, and they transform their appearance according to the sentient being's need.
好，这是第二个意思，就是说这个童子就是他能够随众生的需要而变现身的，叫童子。 第三个呢，就是这个童子呢，念头很单纯，没有什么淫欲的念头，没有什么欲念，就好像世间的小孩子一样，所以称为童子。
The third, youth is, the mind is very simple and pure, and doesn't have much desire, doesn't have much lust, and doesn't have anything. So it's very pure. That's why it's called youth.
还有一个就是修行，修行，修行，修到第八地、第九地，第九地也称为童子地，就是他修行到一个位阶的时候，也叫童子。
And then also, when Bodhisattva practice into a higher stage, and there's also the ninth stage is called and the youth ground.
这个第九地也叫做善慧地，哈，善慧地。
This ninth ground is also called the good wisdom ground.
所以我们就知道这几个理由，常常用童子来形容。
For all these reasons, a lot of time we use youth and to describe.
好，我们再回来讲说，那唱这个华严四十二字母到底有什么用
？So, reciting, chanting this 42 Avatamsakas syllables, what's the purpose?
好，最开始的时候，刚开始这个四十二字母其实为了帮助记忆，还为了宣传佛教的教义。
So, the benefit is, the original intent of these 42 syllables is to help to memorize and spread Buddhism's teaching.
好，第二个用意是帮助在印度的本土啦，梵文里面就已经有记载，就当初可以帮助什么？帮助表达、诵读、记忆这个经典的内容。
And then also back then, back in India, and Sanskrit literature revealed that it can assist to express, to recite, and to memorize sutras.
好，另外呢，这些四十二字母其实是一切字的根本字。
And then also, and this 42 syllables actually is the root of all words.
因为它这边四十二字是一切根本字，因为字而有语，有语而有名，有名所以有义。所以听到那个字之后呢，了解它的意思，它是根本意。那这总共四十二字，第一个字叫阿，第四十二字叫陀，中间有四十个，就是四十二个字，每一个字叫做陀罗尼，就是我这是咒语的意思。
So, in a Shastra of the Great Wisdom, all the Ranis are born from differentiation within languages. These 42 syllables are the root of all words. From the words, there is a language. From language, there are names and terms. From names and terms, meaning come forth. Upon hearing these syllables, the Bodhisattva can go on to understand the meanings. And the 42 syllables begin with A, A, and then end with da, and include 40 syllables in between. Together, they form dharani, which is benefit are copious.
好，这就是这四十二字。
These are the 42 syllables.
我们把它七个字一组，哈，七个字一组，七个字有四十二字。好，有几个方，有几个，像这个叫西坛字体，西坛就是梵字。梵字的一种叫西坛，哈，其实刚开始是梵字，所以这个地方你也不希望你能够看懂，因为其实根本看不懂的。所以放掉你的执着，放掉你旧有的记忆，只要看它就好了，这样懂意思吗？就这样的方法其实就是一个修行方法，放掉执着。好，它这就是长成这个样子的。那现在呢，我们把它翻成这样这样这样这样，好像我们可以看懂它，其实你还是看不懂的。好，你就放掉它，只要知道就是这个，就是这四十个字。
So, in this diagram, and seven letters are the group, our group. This is called Siddham letters. This is a Sanskrit. So, and whatever this English character, whatever this Chinese character, and you kind of understand the word, but you really don't understand. So, and just, get rid of all your preconceived notion. Just look at all these letters as it is. Just use your simple, pure mind to look at these letters.
放掉，放掉，放掉，可以吗？不容易啊，我们都抓它哈。这个字我看懂，这个字我看懂，这个看懂，就是因为放掉。所以你才有办法接受它。
Just let go, let go, and let go. Let go everything. And this is the method of a practice. Because you let go, so you'll be able to understand, you'll be able to accept, you'll be able to read it with a simple mind.
真不容易哈，真不容易哈。OK, 好，来，这四十二字我们放着稍微分析一下。它这个单音的字，单音的字有三十三个。然后呢，再来，我现在框起来这几个是双音的，比如像这个。撒扎哈哈，不知道怎么念。说多，这有八个是双音的，还有一个是三音的。我想这个大家我们以前很少去读它，对吧？我说我看不懂，我到现在还是看不懂它。但是我今天是用分享的方法来跟大家分享，因为它既然这么特殊，我今天就是用分享的方法跟大家讲。三十三是单字的音，有八个是两合音，一个是三合音，就一个。
So these are 42 syllables actually has three types. Excuse me. One is a monosyllable. There's 33 syllables all on this chart. And disyllables, and which is combined with two syllables into one. And they have eight of them. And trisyllable combine three syllables into one. And this only have one. So,regardless, and I still don't understand. And then, I'm just using this sharing attitude, with you and, to read this, to understand this.
好，我们来听一下他怎么唱。
是《般若经》及《华严经》。
应该是很好听吧，是，但是问题是都不懂，对不对？一个字都不懂。OK, 很好。
Sounds good, but we don't understand anything, right? That's okay.
所以你就知道那个很特殊，因为它是从那个西禅字转过来的。西禅字我们当然没学，就很难了。
哦。So it is very special, and this is a Siddhama letters, and we have not learned this, and so we do not understand.
好，那我这边框起来有五个。从这个阿拉帕加那这五个字，所以最前面这五个字，这个五个字呢很特殊，它最前面的字，这个五个字呢，把它组成它的意思就是阿拉帕卡那。好，它的意思就是这个字门的这个字门的这个门的来源，就从这个地方来的。所以为什么称为四十二字门？这个门就是因为前面这五个字，就是这个 door。Word door, 门从这边来的。
The first five letters, Arapachana, and it means the door of words. And so the door actually came from this, the first five letter.
好，所以 我想你再懂他的意思就这样就可以了。好，我们往下来看。好，那我们来看这些东西到底从哪边呢？我们知道其实有两个系列的经典谈到这个四十二字母。一个系列是什么？是般若经。一个系列是华严经。那我们先看般若经这个有哪些经呢？像那个西晋的时候主法护的光湛经，还有呢放光般若经，摩诃大品的般若波罗蜜经的总体的大智度论，大般若波罗蜜经里面有谈到这个四十二字母，这是般若经的部分。
So where are these 42 syllables came from? They actually came from sutra. So many sutra mentioned about. Actually, and there's two system of sutra, Prajna sutras and Avatamsaka sutra. In Prajna sutras, there is Panka Prajna Paramita sutra. And there's also Shine Maha Prajna sutra.There's also Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra, and then Great Wisdom Shastra, and Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra. So all these sutra and mention about these 42 syllables.
好，那么让我们看到华严经的部分呢？华严经的部分有一大像那个这个东晋的佛陀跋陀，还有十刹难陀，一些般若。这个前面这个东晋的这个法师正好翻的是60华严。十三难陀是80华严，般若法师是40华严，就是三种的大方华严经都有谈到它。另外这是大方广华严经入法界品也有，还有42字观门，还有随经演义抄等等，这边也都谈到这个42字母。
In Avatamsaka Sutras, and there's three versions of Avatamsaka Sutra, and one is from Buddha Bhadra, which is 60 scrolls, and then Sisakananda is 80 scrolls, and Prajna is 40 scrolls, and these are the three versions of Avatamsaka Sutra. And then also, and there's other different Avatamsaka Sutra, like entering the Dharma Realm chapter, and then this is Mahabuddha Avatamsaka Sutra, and there's 42 Siddha and Sanskrit words, and there's also commentary and sub-commentary of Avatamsaka Sutra.
所以看起来还蛮多经讲它的，可是我们都没有读到哈，从来没有读过，所以觉得它很陌生。
And actually, many sutra mention about these 42 syllables, but we never really heard about it. We never really read about these sutras, so we are not familiar with.
好，那我们往下看。我们谈到，我们常会讲说42字门，有时候讲说42字母。这个字门跟字母中间到底有什么不同？
Sometimes we call 42 syllables, and sometimes we call 42 syllables.What are the differences?
好，字门就是以字为门，从这个字的这个门进去之后，能够悟诸法的道理。
Syllable is use the words as a door. Enter from this door, then use the Dharma to understand the principle of all Dharma.
那字母的意思是陀罗尼，陀罗尼也好，就是我们讲的咒语嘛，哈。所以这个字门本身是从字母而组成的，它可能是单一，也可能是两个或是三个这样。
Syllables actually are dharani. So syllable is composed of a single or multiple syllables.
好，第三个是什么？第三个说这个四十二字门哦，它有另外一个名字叫大海印三昧陀罗尼门，意思是这个大海印的意思是它能够总持一切现象，所以这个四十二字母能够总持一切的法，一切的意。
And the other is the 42 syllable has another name called the Great Haiyin Samadhi Dharani Door. It means like a great ocean can reveal everything. These 42 syllables can pervasively reveal all Dharanis. And that's the meaning of entirely control and uphold, the absolute control of over all dharmas and uphold all meanings.
好，那我们来看它怎么样修持方法。一个方法你可以看到，它本身呢可以形成一个叫圆明字轮，然后呢外面就是那些西坛字哈，里面就是它其实上是顺时钟。阿拉帕卡那叫这样子，整个这样四十钟这样子一个叫一个字轮。好，它的修持方法有两个，第一个方法叫 唱字母，就是持唱字母，持唱字母能够深入波罗波罗蜜门，这是第一个方法。第二个方法是观想字母，你心中有个圆明，有这个月轮之后呢，从字母当中发现它能够右绕旋转42个梵字而放出金光。好，这修持方法。
So the method of practice, you can see this wheel, and this wheel is actually called pure illuminous wheel of the syllabary. And then there's two ways to do it. And first, chanting the syllables. To chant the syllable and to enter deeply into Prajnaparamita door. And the second is contemplate syllables.Contemplate pure luminous wheel of the syllabary and revolving to the right in succession, which is clockwise. And that 42 Sanskrit syllables are arrayed and illumine golden light.
好，现在我们大概只能唱了，连唱都还不是很熟，这个就唱，唱完之后就可以做观想。你看哦，平常说我们现在看到世界的时候，文字、语言、声音等等都属于这个部分，是所谓什么文字般若，就是在上面这个叫文字般若。再来你可以进一步观想的时候，进入所谓的观想般若、观照般若。
So from this, and first of all, we listen the sound, and then we maybe trying to match with the word. So from the word, language, and sound, and we do the chanting, and that's the first method.And the second, after we're more familiar with the word, language, and the sound, and we can start contemplate the letters, and that's a contemplation of the syllables.
好，所以你要从文字般若进到观想般若、观照般若嘛，哈，好。
So it start from the, chanting the syllables in the word prajna, and then to contemplate the prajna.
好，那修行的方法的时候，佛经里面讲说。只要你希望能够遁入一圣法门，能够修习譬如遮那如来的法身观哦，观到法身的人，所以要先发起普贤菩萨的大愿，然后呢悟入文殊菩萨的大愿大智海之后，你开始怎么去修行。第一个是摄心皆加趺坐，然后再来是能够礼三世的诸佛，然后广修供养，然后开始观观心如虚空，然后起大悲心能够救拔一切众生，然后呢菩提心成大月轮，观照那个右旋42字轮梵门，然后来能够悟入42字门的方法。
So if one wish to instantaneously enter the one vehicle and cultivate the contemplation of Arikana's Dharma body, one should first brought forth the subtle and wonderful conduct and vows of a Bodhisattva Samantabhadra. Then one can enlighten to and enter Manjushri's seat of a great wisdom. And these are, and then the following the detailed method, and gather one's mind to meditate.Worship and respect all Buddhas of the past, present, and future. Cultivate the giving of offerings. Contemplate his own mind like empty space. Give rise to compassion mind to help all sentient beings. Great Bodhi mind form a great moon disc. And within this moon disc, revolving to the right in succession, the 42 Sanskrit syllables are arrayed. Enlightened to end.Entered Prajnaparamita door of the 42 syllables.
你这边少了字，所以你就知道说，其实我是可以有方法可以次第修行的，可以一个一个方法次第，所以它实际上是可以修的。
So we can see, and this is a method how to practice gradually.
好，那我们现在讲这个42字门哈，好，它的仪轨，刚开始的时候，它一定会先举一个赞，这叫华严字母。华严字母这42字母呢，是众义童子亲自教出来的，众义亲宣。然后呢善财得子得到他的真传，然后呢因为他是陀罗尼，所以是秘密，我们想说我们叫五不翻，就是秘密，就是咒语不翻嘛，秘密他是秘密，但是他的意义非常的深远广大，功德无边，唱诵能够帮助人跟天，所以就先举这个赞在前面。那这个唱法可以跟用什么，用那个炉香赞的调去唱，他华严字母众义清宣，善财童子得真传，秘密亦幽玄，功德无边，唱诵利人天。
So, first of all, and we praise these celebrate. And so the meaning of this is the youth who well knows a multitude of skill proclaim the Avatamsaka celebrate. And Sudana understand thoroughly the original true meaning of and attain boundless merit and virtue. The chanting benefits all human and devas. So, and this and can actually and recite and this can recite.
好，先举一个赞之后呢，接着就是这样，每一卷的大王广回经送完的时候呢，就要唱三个字。然后所以每一卷唱三个字，这样四十二字就是十四卷唱完，然后第十五卷开始再回来第一二三个字这样唱，所以每十四卷就重复唱一遍。
So, we start with, this, verses, and then, we start to chant. And from the, first chapter into, chapter 14, and then, well, first of all, start to chant. First, start chant to three syllables in succession. And then, from the first to the 14th chapter, and then complete the chanting of the 42 syllables. And then from the chapter 15 and begin chanting the 42 syllables in succession again.
那我们可以看一张哈，不好意思，那个西方众看不懂中文没关系，好，反正这个反正就是不懂的，我只要告诉你这三个字，这样，比如说它是第一卷嘛哈，就阿拉帕三个字，然后你看这个字，你看这看懂看不懂哎，这字完全是看不懂的，然后可是就往下唱，好，每一卷是唱三个字。
So, this page, even though it doesn't have a English translation, and trust me, Chinese people don't understand either. So, it's just the sound, Arapa, and then the rest, we cannot read it. So, and just the sound, and they teach you how to recite Arapa.
好，等一下我们会放给大家听一下。好，基本上就是这样，每一卷唱完就是唱三个字，这样 OK 吗？可以吗？哈。
So later on, we're going to play the video or chanting. So each chapter and start with Arapa.
好，那下面我要讲说这个42字母为什么这么殊胜，我们来解释一个字每一个字每一个字的意思。好，这个地方呢我不要花比较多的时间来讲它，它是重点。 OK， 可能很枯燥，因为我们还没有到那个境界，但是我们要了解它的意思。
So next, we're going to talk about these 42 syllables. And it may be boring because we do not comprehend this. We never really familiar with this, but it's very important to talk about it.
这都是在华严经里面讲它的。哦，第一个叫做阿，他说唱阿字的时候入波罗波明，以菩萨的威力入无差别境界。你看唱一个阿字就可以入无差别境界呀。
So the first, by chanting the syllable Ah, one enters the Prajna Paramita door called relying on the Bodhisattva's awesome power and entering the state of a non-differentiation. Just merely by chanting this syllable Ah can enter the state of a non-differentiation. How surpassed this that is?
华严宗师祖怎这个成观大师怎么讲？他说唱阿字的当下的时候，一切已经过去了，而且新的东西不起来了。所以就进入无差别。
So Master 陈观 said, when you recite Ah, whatever the past is already gone, and then whatever the future is not here, and just focus on the current moment. So that's in the state of non-differentiation.
我突然想到说，你要唱阿弥陀佛的时候，可不可以这样唱？唱啊的时候，过去已经过去了，未来不起，哎，入无差别境界。
So I just thought about it. When you recite Amitabha, that first letter, ah, and think about the past already gone, and the future is not arising. Just focus on the current moment. It's non-differentiation.
这是我的玩笑，这是我开玩笑的。Okay,
this is kind of like my joke.
Okay, 所以你要知道是每一个字，你看知道，所以每一个字真的都每个字都很有 power 的。每一个字都很有力量，你看它一个字就可以进到这样般若波罗蜜门了。
So every single letter is very powerful. Every single letter can enter the door of Prajna Paramita.
好，第二个字这样 ra 的时候，能够无边差别门。
So by chanting the syllable ra, one enters the Prajna Paramita door called door of boundless differentiations.
好。怕这个字可以 普照法界。
This by chanting the syllable Pa, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called Universal Illumination of the Dharma Realm.
好，这个字哈，有人念者，有人念左，就是但是他不晓得他是什么，但是他意思能够普轮断差别。
So by chanting the syllable Ka, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called Universal Wheel that serves all distinctions.
因为这个是唱出来的时候是唱到什么诸行无常，诸行无常，所以无常故呢就调伏一切众生，所以能够普轮断无差别。
So when we talk here it is serve all distinction is all conduct is impermanent. So and that's why and contain all sentient beings is impermanent. So that can serve all distinction.
好，再来第五个字，那意思是得到无依无上。
The next syllable na, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called attaining non-reliance and unsurpassed.
主要是讲了性跟相双亡。性相双亡。
This is really means that the subject and the object and both ceased.
好，再来是la，这是离依止无垢。
The next syllable is la. One enters the Prajnaparamita door called leaving reliance and filth.
因为它离开世间，没有依止的意思。
So it's really a depart or leaving a separate from the worldly reliance.
而且那个爱染心不起，爱染心不起。
And does not give a rise to the mind of attachment.
所以我稍微解释一下，你就知道那个每一个字都很特殊，都很有意义的。
So you can see every single syllable is very meaningful.
好，这个字大，这个就是名不退转方便。
The next syllable da, one enters Prajnaparamita door called expedient of irreversibility.
好，再来下面是pa。怕这个字哈，它的释名是您金刚场。
So next syllable is one enter is a ba, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called Vajramanda.
它是能够入佛的金刚三昧，能够断一切的惑，断一切惑。
They actually can enter Buddha's Vajra or a diamond samadhi.
好，再来是搭这个字是普轮。就是得到清凉自在，摧毁一切东西。
So next syllable da, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called Wheel of Universal. I can't really read that word.
Okay. 好，再来是萨这个意思，它就像大海一样，能够涵藏万物。
Thank you. Universality. Yeah, I can read it now, but I got stuck.
Oh, so I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. And then by chanting the next syllable sa, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called Sea Treasury.
它能够像海一样含藏，叫含藏。
So it's like a sea and then can hold everything.
好，第二个是 va 这个字是普身安住。
The next syllable is va, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called secure dwelling in universal production.
主要是说它能够悟一切法是缘已道断，缘道断的，所以而且能够安住。
So and this is means and can understand and enlighten to all Dharma, so and there's no words needed.
好，再来我们看下面的三个字哈，它的时候是圆满光。
So next syllable is ta, one enter the Prajnaparamita door called round and perfect light.
主要是悟一切法是真如如如不动的。
So this enlightened to all dharmas, everything is just is not moving, it's just like a suchness.
再是唱压这个字的时候是差别积聚。
Next syllable ya, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called collection of differences.
他说真实中心是不生不灭的，所以一切差别之间是皆不可得。
So all the truth is not arising, is not ceasing. So this is not gaining and not losing.
再来是他，是啊，这个字是普光明习烦恼。
The next syllable star, one enters the Prajna Paramita door called Universal Light that release afflictions.
因为是光明哈，那能够习作。能够停息我们的一切烦恼。
Because it's a light, it's a universal light, and can stop, can alleviate all affliction and then vexations.
好，在下面的七个字，第一个是咖，咖的时候是无差别云。
Next syllable, ka. One enters the Prajna Paramita door called cloud of non-differentiation.
一切法中。没有做，没有去作意的东西。
So in all Dharma, there's nothing is purposely made.
好，再次唱沙的时候，像好像大雨降注一下降下来。
Next syllable sa, one enters the Prajna Paramita door called torrential rain coming down.
意思说，在跟众生说法的时候，像普降大雨一样。
It means, and when expounding a Dharma to all sentient beings, it likes the torrential rain coming down.
好，再来是妈的时候是大流川机，中风其至。
Next, ma, one enters Prajna Paramita door called great rushing terrains of a multitude of jutting peaks.
这边意思很多哈，他就说。他说我像我们的我慢心啊，像那个生流生死的长流一样子，我慢心好、哦、像风像山峰这样举得很高哈、哦。他说你听到这个字的时候，其实要摧毁我们这些所有的我慢心。
Like arrogance is as big as this jutting peaks. So so we want to destroy all these terrain and the peaks and which is the arrogance.
好，唱嘎字的时候是普安利。
The next syllable ga, one enters the Prajna Paramita door called Universal Secure Establishment.
他一切的法是不可得的。
So all Dharma is not attainable.
好，再来是下面的七个字，第二他的意思是真如平等藏。
Next syllable ta, one enters the Prajna Paramita door called Treasury of the Level Equality of a True Suchness.
好，再来就是 jia, 入世间海清净。
Next syllable jia, one enters the Prajna Paramita door called Entry into Purification of the Sea of All Worlds.
好，swa, 这个是念一切佛庄严。
So next swa, syllable swa, one enters the Prajna Paramita door called Mindfulness of All Buddha's Adornment.
好，再来这个是他，是吧？陀，不晓得怎么念，是观察念者一切法具。
So next syllable da, ta,one enters the Prajna Paramita door called Contemplating and Selecting the Collection of All Dharma.
好，再来是沙，就是随顺一切佛教轮光明。
So next syllable, sa, one enters the Prajna Paramita door called Light of According with the Will of All the Buddha's Teachings.
好，再来这是卡，这个是修因地智慧藏。
Next syllable ka, one enters the Prajna Paramita door called Treasury of Knowledge of Cultivation on the Casual Ground.
好，再来是叉 ska, 这个字是习诸业海藏。
And the next syllable ka, or ska,
ska.
One enters the Prajna Paramita door called Treasury of Putting to Rest the Seed of All Karma.
好，再来 star 这个是触诸惑障，开尽光明。
Next syllabus, sta, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called cleansing away the obstacles of all the delusion and reveal the pure light.
再是那尿尿尿，这是做世间的智慧门。
Next syllable, nya, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called wisdom concerning the creation of all world.
再来这是 ruas, 不晓得怎么念，三个音在一起的 ，sura, 生死境界智慧轮。
So next syllable, wrath, and one enters the Prajnaparamita door called wheel of wisdom concerning the state of birth and death.
好，再来这是 pra, 这是一切智宫智宫殿圆满庄严。
Next syllable, ba, one enters the Prajnaparamita core round and perfect adornment of the palace of all wisdom.
再来是 cha, cha 这个字齁，是修行方便障个别圆满。
Next syllable, cha, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called cultivation of a differentiated realm, perfection, the treasury of expedient.
再来 sma, sma 就是意思随时现十方现见诸佛。
Next syllable, sma, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called seeing all Buddhas manifest to view according to the ten directions.
再来这是观察一切无缘众生方便摄受令出生无碍力。
Next syllable, wa, and one enters the Prajnaparamita door called unobstructed power to contemplate all living beings who lack conditions and gather them in with expedience so that they escape from productions.
哎，他 star, 这是修行去入一切功德海。
Next syllable, star, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called cultivation, tending toward entry to the sea of all merit and virtue.
再来是 ga, 这是持一切法云坚固海藏。
Next syllable, ga, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called treasury of the seas of a solid holding of the cloud of all Dharma.
再来是 sta, 这是随顺普见十方诸佛。
Next syllable, tha, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called according to one's vows, universally seeing all Buddhas of the ten directions.
好，我们唱上面最后的七个字。第一个是 na, na 的意思，观察智轮有无尽诸意智。
The last seven syllables, and this syllable is na. One enters the Prajnaparamita door called contemplating the wheel of the syllabary as containing inexhaustibility, many, many codes of a syllables.
这个是 swa, fa, 不知道怎么念，化众生究竟处。
Next syllable, fa, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called the ultimate place of transformation of living beings.
再来 ska, 就是广大藏无碍变光明轮遍照。
Next syllable, ska, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called pervasive illumination through the wheel of light of a vast treasury of unimpeded eloquence.
Yes, 这是 yes, 是宣说一切佛法境界。
Next syllable, yasa, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called the state of proclaiming all Buddha's Dharma.
好，再来最后三个字，第一个是叫 ska, 就是说一切众生法界雷片吼。
Next syllable, ska, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called pervasive roll of the Dharma thunder,throughout all realms of a living being.
对，是他这个字是以无我无我的方法开晓众生。
Next syllable, ta, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called awakening living beings with the Dharma of no self.
好，第最后一个字 star 这个字是图，不晓得怎么图，一切法轮无差别障。
The last syllable da, one enters the Prajnaparamita door called the treasury of differentiation of all Dharma wheels.
你看我们只是这样念就觉得已经很深了，非常非常不容易，每一个字都有这么深的意思在。好，那我们再看这四十二字唱完最后呢，它有一个共同的卷尾。
So it just by reading through the meaning of all these 42 syllabary, and it's not that easy to understand, to comprehend. So next we're going to see the common chapter endings.
好，他的意思说，普愿法界众生入般若波罗蜜门，四十二字妙陀罗，字字包含义理多，梵运满娑婆，功德大，法界目恩波，四生九有。同登华藏玄门，巴南三土共入毗卢性海，那么华严海会会上佛菩萨三乘。意思是说，这些普愿法界众生都能够因为唱这些字而能够进入了般若波罗蜜的门。那四十二字，这四十二字母呢，每个字包含的义理非常的多，因为它是咒语嘛，咒语就是有含字很多的意很多的。然后呢，这个梵音在娑婆世界唱起来的时候，满娑婆整个娑婆都可以听到它的音。然后呢，功德大，法界众生都能够进入在他的恩者下面，四生九有，当然四生你就知道了嘛，胎卵湿化，九有就是欲界色界无界这些众生，因为他们都是业报而有的，九有同登华藏仙门，巴南三土就是地狱二鬼畜生嘛，哈，巴南三土这一切众生都能够共入毗卢性海，不管是华藏仙门或是毗卢性海，都能够进到佛的境界，那我南无华严海会和尚佛菩萨三乘，就是最后的地方。
And so you can see this wishing all sentient beings in Dharma realm enter the Prajnaparamita doors. And every word of the 42 wondrous Dharani encompassing profound meaning. And because we don't explain Dharanis and Dharani, we just recite it as is. So each word of a Dharani means a lot. That's why every word of a 42 wondrous Dharani encompass profound meaning.And while we reciting the Sanskrit sound filled up in Saha world, and all sentient beings in the Dharma realm and immersed in the great merit and virtue, and sentient beings in all forms and in all forms and in all realms, all realm is the desire realm, form realm, formless realm, and they are because karma, so and they are in that realm. So all these sentient beings in different form and then in different realm enter the wondrous door of world of all Buddhas. And sentient beings in all evil realms and in condition which are difficult to perceive Buddha, enlightened to the sea of Vairochana, which is the Buddha nature.And at last, and recite three times homage to ocean-wide flower garland assembly of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
好，我现在稍微播一段，让大家怎么听他怎么唱的，就唱这个阿字第一卷的阿字就好。好，我们听一下那个，先播播看，看大家怎么听唱看。
So I'm gonna play a sound file。
不管你能不能听懂中文都不管的。
Close your eye and listen.
神了。这边要怎么唱？唱阿字的时候。好听吗？很好听哈。
How does it sound? Sounds pretty good, right?
他那个就是你听到他那个音，可以渗入到心里面，而且普遍法界众生，非常特殊。所以这是一个很特殊的修行法门。我就说现在我到现在才办法慢慢听，看到一懂一点点。所以我今天很不好意思跟大家只是这样子分享。我想你有兴趣，其实可以去听这些东西。好，好，那往下再往下把它讲完。好，我们看说这四十二字母，除了我们刚才讲，其实它是离相的。为什么？这四十当然它总是实住、实行、实回向、实地等觉妙解。但是它同那个中医同时在说这个四十二字法门的时候，是意思告诉我们离文字相，因为刚刚那个文字都看不懂，对不对？离文字相，离心缘相，离心的攀缘相，还要离一切相，这样还能办法证入真正的法界。
So, when you listen to those sounds, do you feel they actually penetrate, deeply in your mind? Today I'm just give an opportunity to share. So, if you're interested, you can actually, study more about this 42 syllabary. So, this 42 syllabary and actually is a depart from forms. This 42 syllables can all enter Prajnaparamita. 42 syllables gather entirely the 42 Dhamma door, which is 10 dwelling, 10 conduct, 10 transference, 10 ground, and Bodhisattva and Buddha. And the youth who well knows a multitude of skill, he expounded in this Dhamma door himself and to Sudana. So it's to depart from the form of the words. And depart from the mind abiding to the form. And to depart from all forms, then it can attain the wondrous Dharma realm, the root of a mind.
好，那我们现在说，这个我们谈谈，那读这个修这个四十二字母什么功德，会很多喜欢使用功德嘛，齁，第一个是当然能够深入般若波罗蜜，这是第一个。
So you may wonder, if you practice this 42 syllabary, what kind of virtual merit? So, and the first is it can enter deeply into Prajnaparamita door.
第二个是得到有20种功德，等一下我们稍微看一下，能够记忆力增强，至少这20个功德。
And the second, and then can actually attain 20 virtual merit, and start from attaining a great memory.
第三个可以深入的海印三昧陀罗尼门，我们刚刚谈到它嘛，对吗？
The third is enter deeply into 海印 samadhi the rani door.
第四个是得到陀罗尼，陀罗尼刚刚不是我们看那个旋转吗？它旋转四层是得到一个陀罗尼，旋陀罗尼。
So, and the fourth is to attain revolving Dharani. We see, the wheel before, right? It revolving clockwise to the right, right? So, that's the revolving, Dharani.
好。那这个42功德这边讲了很多很多很多很多，我想带过就好了，你自己去看哈。这20功德当然很殊胜。
So these 20 virtual merit, we just gonna glance briefly.
好，那我们说他最后回答讲说，他说我这个法门叫做善智众议菩萨解脱三昧的法门。
So, my Dhamma door is, this, a Bodhisattva liberation of well knowing the multitude of a skill.
好，那我们来看看今天我们做一点 discussion。
So now we're gonna do some discussion.
好，第一个是要用无所得的心来学法，才能够真正能够进入善意童子所教授你的这个方法，好，才能够进入无量般若波罗蜜名的42字门。
First of all, you need to use the attitude of a non-attainment to learn Dhamma. Then, you can acquire to the teaching from the youth who well knows a multitude of skill.
我会跟大家讲说，根本看不懂字，对不对？放下，放下，放下。
So since you don't understand anyway, and just let it go, just let it go, and just merely listen to the sound. And these are 42 syllabary, and that can enter immeasurable prajna paramita doors.
第二个是这个字母又称为陀罗尼，又称为咒，它是一切字的根本，所以每一个字实际上就是一个实相门。
These 42 syllables is also called Dharani or mantra, which is the root of all words. Each of the 42 syllables have a different sound and meaning. Every syllable is the door of the absolute truth.
第三个是实相就是没有办法说的，所以咒语本来就是直接通到佛性的咒语，根本不必翻译。
The meaning of the absolute truth cannot be proclaimed.To be understand and to be contemplate. Therefore, mantra is the secret language directly point or connect to the Buddha's nature since the ancient time. So that's why we don't translate Dharani.
然后刚刚讲那个是七坛子是梵音嘛，梵音就是自然的音，它是从佛性流露出来的音，结合自然音就出现了法界音。
So, and before we said, see the letter is a Sanskrit sound. It's the sound of a nature. It's the sound revealing from Buddha nature. It combines with the sound of a nature. And therefore, and the sound of Dhamma nature is, Dhamma round is revealing.
再来是就是你定下心了，听到那个音的时候，你够反闻，听到内心的声音，就入了三摩地，它就可以进入不同的般若波罗蜜门。
So at this point, if one can contemplate inwardly to enter samadhi, then one can enlighten into different prajna paramita, paramita door.
而且说一就是一切，一切就是一，所以呢，能够解到那个性空，所以密密亦悠闲。
So, one is everything, everything is one. Sounds and languages have no obstructions. Equally uphold all dhammas.Understand the empty nature of all Dhamma. That is the true prajna paramita.
你看从这边可以看到佛性，对吗？可以看到
梵文 nature,
文字性
contemplate inwardly to understand the self nature.
可以看到解到性空
understand empty nature.
好，所以最后我的结论是这样子的。好。这个华严字母42字母呢，不管它的字音好，都是就是所谓的文字般若，包括你的唱腔，整个都是文字般若。
This 42 is syllabary, and regardless the word, the sound, even the reciting style, reciting sound, this is all a word prajna paramita.
好，然后呢，不是有告诉你观想那42字母吗？这个旋转的方，这就是。观照般若。
And the second is to contemplate the syllables and then enter the prajna paramita. That's a contemplate the prajna paramita. I did ask you to contemplate and the wheel and revolving to the right, right?
最后一个是透过解到法性空，这是实相般若。
The last is everything is one, one is everything. Sound and language has no obstruction, equally uphold all dhammas. Understand the empty nature of all dhammas. That is the true prajna paramita.
所以它这是个般若法门，最后都能够让我们能够成佛。
So this Dhamma door is prajna paramita and the final to achieve Buddhahood.
所以我今天分享就是一个成佛的法门咯。
So, what I'm sharing is the Dharma method into achieve Buddhahood.
好，供养大众，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。